Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Abner Chow, who is the President and John MacArthur Endowed Fellow at the Masters University. Abner, can you believe it? For nearly 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people in the workplace? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about what your organization does and what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Abner, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Well, thank you, Paul. I am the President and John MacArthur Endowed Fellow at the Masters University, where we are capturing all of higher education, that is bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, and even a doctorate degree unto Christ and Scripture. That is our mission and our purpose, and we've arranged everything around that. And it's really along those lines that I think about leadership. Fundamentally, I consider leadership a stewardship from the Lord. Leaders are not those who just determine everything and define everything. As leaders, we have to realize that we are receiving a heritage, that we are receiving an entrustment ultimately from God. And because of that, that our leadership then is to make what has been given to us, the lives that have been given to us, the resources that have been given to us, the best possible, faithful, and excellent version of themselves for the honor of God. And to do that, you begin with kind of four key principles in my mind. And the first of those is conviction. Leaders have to have conviction. It's not just principles that you want to live by. It's not just good ideals. It's not just a nice philosophy. These are deep-seated, unbending convictions. That creates what we might call your North Star. That creates where you cannot go and you must go, and that provides clarity. The one with the strongest conviction will lead, because that is where everyone knows, based on principle, based on truth, based upon real ideology and mission, that is where they have to go. That is where the entire organization has to go, and where it also cannot go. And so conviction is crucial. If we're not building deep-seated convictions about how we think, about how we perceive, about how we're going to act and make decisions and determinations, then you can never lead. You'll always be led by somebody else, and no one will really want to follow you because you have no clarity. Mm-hmm. From conviction, then what you have to do is identify purpose. Like I said, often a lot of organizations, particularly the one I work in, it is a stewardship. It's not me always defining things. And I recognize with entrepreneurship, there is a different kind of dynamic that goes there. But nevertheless, you always have to define purpose. You have to define that with precision, exactly what makes you distinct, exactly what you want to do, exactly how you contribute, exactly how you serve as an entire organization. What is the end goal? And that has to be defined by listening to people, by understanding, by thinking, by prayer, by discernment. We are focused on ironing out a very articulate, precise, specific idea of purpose. Not just something general, something particular. And from there, once you understand, really by listening to people and synthesizing and getting everyone on board to purpose and you have conviction, then what you need after that is to be deliberate. That's the third principle, deliberateness. We have to fine-tune every aspect of the organization, of the business, to accomplishing that purpose and making sure that everyone within that knows and is confident and encouraged that their operation, that their part is a significant contribution to that purpose. So at the Masters University, you might say, well, of course, since you're educational, that must be the professors. Amen. That is absolutely true. I 100% agree with that. But it's everyone from plant operations to our missions counselors to our HR. Every single individual is involved in advancing the mission of Christ and Scripture at our institution. They all, every single one of them, play a necessary role. And speaking of people, then, that gets to the final idea. Once you make everything deliberate, once you craft everything so that people know this is why I do what I do and what I'm doing and why it matters, then what you have to do through it all is invest in people. That's the fourth principle. Leaders don't just lead programs or products, they lead people. We invest in people. We hire the right people, we disciple the right people, we mentor the right people, and we bring them up so that they are the best version of themselves, the most faithful version of themselves, and allow them to flourish and allow their ministry and their work and their operation and vocation to have its maximum fruitfulness so that everything we do then is profitable and useful and faithful. Those are some of the four major ideals that I think about when I think about leadership. And I think the fruit of that is that they are based in the truth and they are unto the Lord. And I am so grateful, Paul, for this time.
I mean, I really love that clarity around that thing about the conviction and the purpose and the determination and the people. It's almost like I'm seeing like kind of four wheels on a vehicle. You know, they're all just as important. You can't drive a good car with just three of those four working. You know, really makes a lot of sense. And Abner, if I could, just a shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Abner, as is our tradition now, could we do a virtual high five?
Yeah, absolutely.
Abner, thanks ever so much, and I look forward to seeing you around campus soon.
Yes, very good, Paul. Thank you for your time.
Thanks again.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.